Strive to enter through the narrow gate. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. This is Jesus' words to us today. Of course, he's speaking about the gates to the kingdom of heaven. Heaven is a real place, and it is a place where you and I are longing to be, whether we realize it or not. In the first reading, you heard that the Lord is going to send people out to bring others to the kingdom of heaven. They shall bring all your brothers and sisters from all the nations on horses, chariots, carts, dromedaries to Jerusalem, my holy mountain, says the Lord. And when he says Jerusalem in the scriptures, we should see it as the city of God, essentially heaven. God wants everybody to be in heaven. Do you want everybody to be in heaven? Might be some people you think, well, I'd rather not see them there, maybe. We get to that place sometimes in our hearts and in our lives. But that's not in the heart of Jesus, of course. Because when he died on the cross, he did so that everyone would have a chance to be in the glory of heaven, that blessed place. What happens in heaven? It's important for us to be thinking about these things as often as we can. It's the place that Scripture says it's a place of life, light, peace. It's like a wedding feast. It's called the wine of the kingdom, the Father's house, the place where your Father is in heaven. It's where he dwells, paradise. No sadness, no weeping, eternally full of bliss. And the greatest part about being in the kingdom of heaven is this, and don't ever forget this, it's called the beatific vision. That is your ability to be able to see Almighty God. The people who don't go to heaven don't get to see the God who made him. So this is why God wants to see everyone. He wants everyone to be there. But as we can see clearly in the gospel, Jesus is concerned, at least, that some will not get there. That's an eye-opening thought, that there will be some who may not get there. He says to them, in that circumstance, to strive through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. And notice what he says about the gate. That the gate to heaven is what? A narrow one. It's a narrow gate. There's a narrow opening. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The version that they made back in the 1900s. It's one of my favorites. But when they actually get very close to entering into the glory of glories there, the chocolate factory with a chocolate river flowing through, could anything be greater than that? What happens? They all start to freak out because the room that they're walking through to get to the factory actually gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and they start saying we want to leave. It's perhaps an image of this entrance into heaven, in a certain sense, if you'll allow me to lead you that way. The road to heaven often is a narrow road, and it requires us actually to follow discipline. And this is what the writer of the letter to the Hebrews is trying to tell us and trying to remind us. He's saying, my children, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. And this one is hard to swallow, actually, if you think about it. He scourges every son he acknowledges. Can you imagine God doing that? allowing us to be scourged, allowing us to be disciplined. In our free country, it's a horror to think of such things, that I would have to endure a scourging, that I would have to endure discipline. But with God in charge, we should allow it, and we shouldn't be surprised when it happens, when those difficult things happen. He says, what son is there whom his father does not discipline? If we didn't discipline our kids, they would just, you know, maybe never ever come to Mass. You know, they would run all around. We give them the gift of discipline so that they are able to begin to see the glory of God and to experience it in their own lives. And so we accept the discipline of the Lord. We accept those difficulties that God sends our way in order to draw nearer to Him, in order to draw nearer to God. This last line from the letter to the Hebrews is great. It's like your grandpa speaking to you when you fell in the yard and scraped your knee. He says, strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. It's like, throw a little dirt on it. Almost. Get over it. He says, strengthen your drooping hands and your weak knees. Make straight the paths of your feet, that what is lame may not be disjointed, but healed. It takes effort on our parts to get to heaven. We don't just roll into heaven. God is cheering us on. No doubt, He was scourged for us. No doubt, He was disciplined for us. Not because He needed any discipline. He didn't need that, but He endured it for us. And so if we experience a scourging, if we experience difficulties, let's remember our Lord, and let's remember the love of God for us. He wants us in heaven. He wants to reveal Himself to us more than we want to see Him. Our Father in heaven wants us in heaven more than we could ever want to be in heaven. Think about that. And so let's let ourselves today focus on the glory of heaven and be willing to do whatever our Father wants so that we can be with Him forever in the glory of heaven. It'll be better than the chocolate factory, I promise you.